Good morning and welcome to Keokuk Trinity United Methodist Church Time for Worship. We hope you enjoy our service and the message.
Beautiful day, no rain, a little humid, but it is a beautiful day. Now I ask everyone to please be in that attitude for worship. That was a good way to start out the morning. Now, if you please join me in singing hymn number 89, the first two verses only, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Please join me in the call to worship. Clap your hands, all peoples.
Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord the Most High is to be feared,
a great ruler over all the earth.
Sing praises to God, sing praises.
Sing praises to our ruler, sing praises. Amen.
Please join me in the unison prayer. Dear Lord, to the Lord with my whole heart, I will tell of all thy wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exalt in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O Most High. Amen.
The scripture reading today is Psalms 108, verses 1 through 4.
My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Thanks be to God. We think of praising the Lord in so many different ways. And one is through our singing. And then you think of the people that are nonverbal. If you've ever seen a song or watched people do sign language, it's a beautiful motion. It tells a story. It has as much feeling in their motions as we do in our spoken words. So everyone in their own way, whether it's a computerized voice, can sing, can talk, and praise the Lord. Today we're focusing on singing to the Lord. And so we raise our voices in His honor and His glory. In Exodus, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him." So will you now join me in hymn number 77, "How Great Thou Art." in our singing. We rejoice with the sounds that come from our heart. In 1 Chronicles, it says, "Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns." Please join me in hymn 92, the first four verses, "For the Beauty of the Earth." Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Don't let the song go out of your life. Though it chance sometimes to flow in minor strain, it will blend again with the major tone you know. Don't let the song go out of your life. Though the voice may have lost its trill, through your tremulous snore may die in your throat, let it sing in your spirit still. Please join me in hymn number 130, "God Will Take Care of You."
Thank you.
joys and concerns. I want us all to remember the people in Florida with the collapsed building. Those that have not been found, those been found, those who have died. It's a horrid experience. People are frustrated, they're angry, and of course when you're waiting for some news about something so tragic, you lose patience. Nothing ever seems to move quickly enough. But those rescue workers will never give up. So we need to pray for them. Their hearts get broken just as anybody else's when they find somebody that's not alive. So we need to keep them in our prayers. We need to keep the people in our nursing homes and in some of the countries where the new virus is hitting. They're starting all over again, shutting down. So as if we may get more restrictions, I pray that we can obey them so that we can continue on without stepping backwards. Are there any other cares and concerns?
Pam is...
You know, we celebrate birthdays, we celebrate anniversaries, and we look at the numbers and then we realize how old we are. I think of my first eighth graders that I had in school. They're now in their late 50s, and it just doesn't seem like that can be, but they are. Please rise.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him.
Now, if you'll join me on page 367, He touched me. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for our voices, that not only we can sing your praise, but we can speak your praise and we can spread your word. We thank you for all the wonderful, beautiful sounds of the earth, the wind blowing through the leaves of the trees, the songs of the birds. and then we can smell the aroma of the flowers of each season. Those are all ways for us to remember thy glory and what you have given us. Now please join me in that prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now please join us in our last song, hymn number 585, This Little Light of Mine. Now go in peace with the song of God's love in your heart. Never stop singing or speaking the words of God.